everybody. Welcome back for another episode of Bar Talk.
Bar Talk, Bar Talk, Bar Talk.
Hello?
It's your host, Abigail, and your co-host, Tracy.
Tracy, woo woo.
And we are trying to figure out lives right now. We're live on TikTok, and we are live apparently connected to StreamYard.
Yeah.
YouTube. We're going big.
Yeah, we're going big. We're going home. I don't really know what's happening here, so I'm going to see if I can see this chat.
Do we have to look in which camera if we're looking, talking
well,
to the
this
people?
Is recording. This is recording, and this is recording.
So look wherever.
So look wherever the fuck you want.
Eyes on us. No. We walk in the club.
I don't know how to see. Okay, this is a private chat. Chat with everybody in the studio.
Oh, I see. Okay, so I don't really know if this is live. Maybe Alana is up in here. If this isn't even on YouTube, this is like, I don't know what is happening, but we're going to figure it out. It says it's live. I somehow ghetto rigged this shit so that way the microphones were linked up directly to my computer and they were linked up to our podcast stuff so that way we can record a podcast and go live at the same time.
Yes.
And I don't really know how that works. Anyway, we're just doing a hangout sesh here. Really, so if you happen to be here, that's cool. You know what you should do? Go on the YouTube on your phone and see if it's there.
I'm going on YouTube right now. Sorry if you guys are listening to this just on audio. We're figuring things out right now. Bar Talk Media Podcast is
word,
live.
We are there.
I'm going to share the link and put on my story. Tracy, go ahead and start talking to the people.
Okay. We're going to talk about death. No, listen. So we've been talking about like a lot of life stuff. Just like what we want to do in the future, where we want to go. We're talking about plans for this year, like rolling into 2025 already, because 2024 has started, baby. And this one over here is a very big or go home type of vibe person.
Me?
Yeah, you. And
yeah, you.
And I kind of wanted to talk about just like how her work ethic is and what she's doing, because the way that she lives her life and dives deep into business is very different than what I do.
Okay.
And so I correlated it to death because it's kind of like a what you want to do before you die type of thing. And like, it just, that is how it vibes with how I think about business. You know what I mean? So I kind of wanted to chit chat about it for a second.
Okay. Well, okay. So actually, you know what? This is really interesting because I think Tracy and I, we talk to each other a lot about our different, like we talk about our different personalities all the time, but I'm really curious for you to share your perspective on my work and my work ethic.
Okay. All right.
I know that it's not entirely positive. I know that most of it is probably not positive.
I need to pause this for a second. Pause the conversation. I need you to go on YouTube and make sure that they can actually hear us.
Okay.
Make sure that they like.
Yes.
Oh, dude, I am a fucking master. Yay! I'm not a master. I am a
master
ghetto.
Son.
I'm a master son, baby.
Tracy master son Tracy in master the house.
Dude, I just like, give me some duct tape and some fucking cords
episodes.
And I can mess it up.
Guest episodes coming soon.
Oh yeah, nice.
Fuck yes.
Okay. All right, so what were we talking about?
We're talking about my work.
Oh, right, okay. All right, so here's the deal. I'm gonna start this out, okay?
Wait, how is my work ethic connected to death?
Because just because
I
me
work
out.
Myself to death.
Yes, and also
what
like,
else am
the
I living
way
for?
That you think about how you want to set yourself up for the future is kind of like, I don't know. In my eyes, I'll get there. Okay, so we are in this like big transition period, okay, where Abigail and myself are trying to grow our businesses in like multiple different directions. Would you agree? Right? In multiple different directions, but we're like, we're on a ship right now. We're like coasting through a bunch of different waves and
we're full sending like two different things.
Yeah. And not like hardcore discussing like what's going on in person, but basically we're trying to take our personal training stuff and our group training online and we're just trying to expand what we have. And so Abigail, when she goes full send into something, literally forgets that the world exists. And so I am, on the other hand, like trying to pull her out of her fucking shell and being like, hey, life is still really fun out here, you know, type of vibe.
Yeah.
So I kind of wanted to talk about our different perspectives on like how you go full send in something and also be able to live life at the same time.
Okay.
And that correlates to death for me for a reason. So,
well, you go, then you start. You're going to lead this.
Oh, God.
Okay. Tracy's not used to leading the discussions.
I hate it because I can't lead shit because it's like my brain is so like,
okay, then I'll treat it
for brains.
Okay, then I'll treat it like an interview. Okay, so how do you think that my, let's start with, how do you think our work ethic differs?
Okay,
how do you think that our work, yeah, how we handle, actually no, I'm going to rephrase that entire thing. How do you think we differ in the way in which we handle stress?
I think that I have like found a good way for me to be able to, like, I have a lot of different ways or reasons why I'm stressed out. Excuse me. I'm also still dying from the flu. So if I have to cough every once in a while, don't kill me. I have like a lot of different ways that I'm stressed out all the time because I do live in this chaotic like atmosphere, but I think that I've learned how to be able to treat them all differently. And so like a lot of times I'll like go into something and I'm like, okay, I'm super stressed out about this and I'll like deal with it. But then I'll be able to kind of be like, all right, you know what, whatever happens, happens type of vibe. And I'm a lot better at kind of like letting it roll off than I think that you are. I think that you like pile on a whole bunch of things just from my perspective. And then it's kind of like, you need to go full send in everything that you do. So you full send into the stress and you're like, I'm going to experience this entirely. And I'm so the type of person that refuses to be miserable, you know? So like, even in like the most stressful shit, I'll like try to find positives about it, which is like a blessing and a curse, but I'll like try to find the positives of it and be like, okay, well, if I could pull this positive thing out of this stressful motion, then I can let it roll off and I'll just deal with the next thing.
That's interesting. You know? I agree. I agree with your perspective. I would say I see it a little bit differently simultaneously because I see it as like, I feel things very deeply.
Yeah.
And I think that I get very committed to things. I almost like become loyal to the suffering. Like, yeah. I almost become loyal. Like, I'm so loyal. I almost become loyal to the hardship. However, I think that helps me because I can go into really shitty, dark places and like just live there. And just be okay there.
Which is scary.
Yeah.
Which is but, fucking scary.
I would say like the dark side to your your ability to handle stress is I think in some ways you will seek distraction.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I guess there's pluses and minuses to either, right? Because it's like part of it is like I will live in the stress and I'll go so deep into the to the suffering. Mm-hmm. I think that I create an even worse environment for myself.
Yeah.
Simultaneously, I think you create an illusion of like, this is fine. Mm-hmm. You're like the definition of the person with the cup, the meme with the with the dog fire. And the house is on fire. And he's like, everything's fine.
Yeah.
Like, that's you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I
get that from my dad. Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is, I mean, I think there are pluses and minuses to either.
Yeah.
But I would say then with that being said, how do you think we differ in the way that we handle not high stress, but periods of intense work?
I think that how I go through like very intense work is that I have to be moving all of the time, but I won't be able to work unless my environment is good in the way that I am able to live my life. So like, I need to be surrounded by people. I have to like not work for a day. This is like where we differ entirely. Like for me, mm-hmm.
Who is that?
Oh, Haley. Okay. So for me, it's like for me to be able to work the way that I want to and handle something that's high stress, I also have to live by the mindset that like life is still going to happen no matter what. And that's where the death part plays in for me. So it's like if I was to die tomorrow and I was so stressed out and I just dove head first into stress and was like, fuck hanging out with my friends, fuck experiencing everything, fuck taking the day off and going kayaking or whatever it is that I wanted to do that day, I know that I would end this life unwell. Like I would not be able to live with myself knowing that I put a lot of things that give me pure joy and happiness aside to be able to go full-fledged into the suffering.
See, it's so interesting. This is so interesting. I love this topic actually because I love it. Yeah. I love this because I think that I was hearing something recently and it was just like, you always have to choose your regret. Like you mm-hmm. always have, you're always going to have a regret and you just have to pick the one that you can handle, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, for me, I'm the opposite. Like I will, if I get to the, if I'm at the end and I'm like, I didn't put everything I fucking had into the work I was doing, like that to me is like that I would regret more. And for you, it's like, if I put everything into my work and missed out on life, I would regret that the most.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's like, I don't know if that's just because maybe I've like been there before. Like when I, okay, so when I was in New Jersey, right, like I had a job and I was like doing marketing stuff and I was also with my family and I was living with my parents at the time. And, you know, my dad was going through like being an alcoholic. My mom was really sick. My brother dropped out of school. And I was kind of like the only person I would say at the time that was like working two jobs, you know, and also simultaneously like was able to live a life on the side because I needed to like get away from all that high stress environment. And what I do is distract. So like I'm always around my friends and whatever. But I left all of that and left the full-time job that I had and like the business opportunity that I had there to go start a family at the time in North Carolina. And I kind of just like left everything and it was incredibly stressful and it was very bad for my health.
It was like because depressing.
It was depressing. Lonely. Like I left everything. Like I felt like I was in the wrong place. I did it for a good reason because I was married at the time and I wanted to dive deep into my family and starting a family. So I was like, I am trying to be selfish right now. I have to do this for my husband at the time. And I left everything and I went and found a new job and I was depressed as shit and I left my family and I left my brother and I left the job that I really enjoyed and I left all my friends. And I had like this weird 2-year period where I was just like, nothing matters but trying to get some money to figure it out.
I will say this though, but I will say this is it's like, I can see how you would think that it's like, okay, well, then I need to make sure like my biggest regret is that I still enjoyed life. Mm-hmm. However, I think that when you're just working to live versus you're working to really fulfill a deeper purpose, it is a little bit different.
Yeah. There's and at a the little time bit, I didn't have something that we enjoy. Like right now you're like, you are so passionate about yes. what you do. Whereas then there's I was no fulfillment. There was like yeah. nothing. Like yeah. I was trying to figure it out. I left like a graphic design gig that I loved.
Yeah.
And then was like, well, fuck. Now I have to like find something to survive and take care of my family.
Yeah.
But also at the same time, all I was doing was working.
And that does sound and deeply unsatisfying.
And it was yeah. very unsatisfying. And so maybe I don't know if that just comes from a place of me being like, I'll never do that again to myself. Yeah. And kind of like personal growth of experiencing that, but
I will say I do agree with you. I actually had an epiphany like in the car yesterday as I was working because I was sitting here and I'm thinking and I'm like, this is gonna be the next like probably for the next foreseeable future. I mean 5, 10, 15 years of my life is gonna be like heavily working. Like mm-hmm. I'm gonna be like going into something where I'm fully autonomous and fully responsible and fully committed to like just myself and potentially like building something where I am now also responsible for like employees underneath me.
Right.
One day. And I'm like, this is going to be my new normal. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, so I thought,
keep talking.
Okay. So I thought I can't actually like sit here and I can't be this deep in the suffering. It's not because I was like, because it's just, it's not that I can't do it. It's that I won't do it. And it's not sustainable for me long term. And so I was sitting there and I mean, it was really like a very simple thing, but it was just like, oh, I'm going to put on music and like dance to it in the car. And I was like, oh, I can have like a moment of joy yeah. in my day today.
Yeah.
Because when I get into those deep periods, right, where I'm just like so focused and head down and like, let me get all of this stuff done. I find that I get to this place where it's just like everything is suffer fest, suck. This is terrible. And then I get to this point where I feel so, I don't like the word burnt out, but I just feel drained.
Yeah.
And so I like end up having 3 hours, half a day where I don't really get even much done. And I'm just sitting there in my stress and my suffering,
mm-hmm.
miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had that yesterday and I was just like, I need to take a break.
Yeah, dude.
And like, I sat in my car and I like listened to some music and I was just like for like 10 minutes and I was just like jamming out and I was like, I need to put on a podcast and like cook this food. And then I got back to work and it was fine. But yeah. It was like, I just had to out of it. For well, a I just had to realize it was just like, okay, I'm not gonna have maybe like I'm not like you in the sense I'm not gonna have a trash moment where it's just like I take a day and I go do fun things. Woo woo yee yee. Like you're gonna have to pull me out of that sometimes. But I do. But I yes, and you do. But I do have to have. I do have to get to a point in my life where it's like, if this is gonna be the next 5-10 years, I have to find something in my day that's like, this is okay.
Yeah.
This is all right.
Yeah. Like, okay, so if you didn't listen, if you're listening to this now and you didn't listen to the live stream that we had with Hunter and Ryan last cast, the first 5 minutes, we like laid into her and I was like, maybe Hunter could say it differently. And I kind of stayed quiet for a second. And then I was like, this fucking bitch, because she was trying to make excuses.
Abigail, like, hold on, are there comments that we're not?
I don't know. Basically, Abigail had, oh, hey, friends. What's up?
Yo, sorry, we just saw the comments. Good evening.
Hey, hey, hey.
Good evening.
Abigail had, maybe Alana, I don't know if she could like pin it in here, but maybe she can. There was a live stream that we did with Hunter on his podcast, and literally she had the opportunity to basically go across the country, and like we don't have to go deep into it, but there was just an opportunity out
of the
there.
Country, across the world.
Sorry, across the world, out of the country. And she didn't want to go specifically because there's a lot of shit that's going on in our personal lives right now. And she's diving deep into work, and Abigail is doing what Abigail does best. And that is strategize the rest of her life in a very short amount of time. And so she was doing what she does best. But we were like, bitch, fucking go. Like, we're sitting here, like, I am almost... Like, you know, he's 10 years older than Abigail. I'm a little bit older than Abigail. And we were like, if there was one thing that we would do right now, if we were your age and had the opportunity to go, is we would hop on that plane, no questions asked, pack me in your suitcase, and get the fuck out of here. And it was just one of those things where, you know, you can never get that time back. And so for me, I like feel so strongly about that, like especially at your age, like you'll never be able to get that time back. And once you get to be like that 30 years old, you're like, okay, like my life officially starts, quote unquote. And now you have to think about where you want to be and kind of like settling down, or like whatever happens if you start a family one day and what all those things. And I just was so like amazed that you were just like, no. Like, I don't want to be doing that. I would rather be suffering here and then calling you and being like, hey, I want to kill myself right now. So, like, what do I do?
Oh, like, yeah.
She FaceTimes me the other day. She's like,
I FaceTimed her yesterday.
Yeah, she's and like, I hate myself. I just wanted to see your face. I was like, sounds accurate.
I FaceTimed her and I was like, hey, I really kind of feel like killing myself right now. So I thought I'd FaceTime you instead.
I was and like, oh, that's nice.
She's like, oh, well, I'm pouring myself a glass of wine, which, by the way, you fucking dry January fucking fail.
We're almost done.
That's not January. A thing. That's
I know.
Not
we already
a thing.
Ruined it, though, when I was in Miami. And I had to have a glass of wine yesterday because I was also on my shit. But it was just amazing to me.
I had to have a glass of wine yesterday.
Yeah, because we've had this conversation before where it was like, okay, what happens when you get to the end of your life? And like, what would you not feel fulfilled by? And
my
like,
biggest,
mine's so different.
Yeah. Well, my biggest fear is that I'll get to the end of my life and I'll do everything that I set out to do and I still won't be satisfied with myself.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, I mean, like I feel the same, but
so
I just am like so different in the way that I like connect with people. And like I said, I don't know if it's experience. I don't know if it's just because I'm able to hold on while I die real quick.
Tracy's dying.
This cough is like literally not going away for shit. But me and Alana were just talking about this in the car. She's like sitting on my couch, by the way, in the other room. Say hi to Alana, everybody.
Hi to Alana, everybody. Yes. Is this a quick aside? Mm-hmm. So we're going to record this and also upload this to Bar Talk on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. For everybody who's listening to this on. No, Wednesday,
it's live.
Thursday.
Well, it'll be up on Thursday, but I'll have it uploaded.
But anybody who's listening to this on Wednesday/Thursday, this might be a little confusing for you, but
yeah, we're just trying
whatever.
Something different.
Whatever, whatever.
Yeah, we're just trying something different. We're just trying to get on more, you know, platforms. Just trying to make it easily accessible, and so that way you guys can hang out with us instead of just being like, "I'm going to wait until Thursday to kind of be here."
Yeah, but anyways, I'm sorry. You were talking. You and Alana were in the car, and you guys.
We were talking shit about you, bro.
Oh no.
Oh no. No, it was like good shit because it's like. I just like,
if it's about me, it's always good shit.
It's always good shit, bitch. No, yeah, we were kind of talking shit because we were just like, I know that it's going to get to this place where, like, you're going to burn out. And I'm so trying to have that, like, not happen. So I'm like, hey, we should do these things. Hey, we should travel. Hey, you should take a day off. And you're like, fuck you, bitch. I'm not going to do that. We have so many things to do.
Yeah.
You know?
There is so much to do.
Yeah. I also, you know, we were talking about how, you know, the whole I am fine mentality. I just think that sometimes, and you could talk about this, obviously, but for me, I think I see things as because I look at the positives and everything, because I like literally refuse to be miserable, like no matter what it is or how like drastic it is. I just think that I've learned that if I sit in that space for too long, it's hard to see like the light at the end of the tunnel, because there always is one. Like everything always comes back around through like all of the things that I've been through in life. Never has there been one thing that has stuck with me forever. Mm-hmm. Everything changes. Like next month, you're going to be not even thinking about the bullshit that you're going through right now. You're going to be thinking about the bullshit you're dealing then. Mm-hmm. And so everything comes back around. And so for me, I like keep that little nugget in the back of my head. And I just know that no matter how much I vent and bitch and moan, it's going to be fine anyway. And so like at the end of everything, it's kind of like, okay, well, let me deal with this right now and stress out about it and work my ass off. But also, it's going to be okay. And then when I think that way, it's like, all right, well, I could take 5 minutes here and listen to music and be an idiot in my car, or I can go to lunch with my friends and not worry about it because everything's going to be okay.
Yeah.
You know?
See, my approach is different, because I'll be sitting in like the stuff that I'm trying to do. And when I feel that, I'm like, it's supposed to be hard. And like, that's how you know that you're going in the right direction. So just hold on to that. And understand that 10 years from now, when I've built something really awesome, I'm going to look back at these moments and be like, fuck, I kind of miss that.
But wouldn't you do that anyway?
What do you mean?
Like, why would you want to experience the happy and be like, damn, I kind of miss the suffering in 10 years from now, when you can just almost enjoy the suffering now?
Well, that's the thing. I think that's the difference. You'll like try to, I think in some ways, escape from the misery. And for me, it's like, it by digging deeper into the misery and embracing the misery, it goes away. Like the misery isn't so miserable.
I don't know if it's like escaping it. I think it's just recognizing that it sucks, but it is what it is. Like, I don't like,
shit, you'll like take sucks. A break from it.
Yeah. Like, but like, that's because shit sucks and life sucks, but it's always going to suck. So why think about it that way when I could just be like, okay, well, it's pretty shitty right now and I'll bitch and moan about it. But at the same time, I'm very grateful and blessed for everything else that I have.
This is also interesting. We're talking about this because I decided yesterday, I think I'm going to try mushrooms for the first time.
Whoa.
Yeah. I don't know.
Do it when you're on Cali.
I don't know. I don't know when I'm going to do them, but I think I've always thought.
Hot springs and you can do them.
Yeah. I've had a few times where
I'll drink tequila.
Like, I've had a few moments where I'm like, because I don't really, like, for those who are new to this, I don't really do drugs. Like, I don't drink ever. I haven't smoked weed in probably close to a year.
Keep talking.
And I have always been that person that's like, if I do anything, I want it to be for, like, there's a reason behind what I do. And so,
right.
I'm like, oh, I was always like, I'll probably try like psychedelics one day, but it'll be like a long time from now for a particular reason or whatever. And yesterday was the first time that I was like, I want to do mushrooms. And I'm like, I'm really like,
just
I'm
nervous. You want to like open your brain a little bit?
I want to be able to, I think when I get in these moments, I get so attached to the idea of controlling my surroundings and and navigating all the potential outcomes. And I get so caught up in my own thought loops and thought patterns. And especially with something this big and transitional for me, it becomes really, really overwhelming. And so I think doing mushrooms, the way people describe it, it forces you to, in some ways, like dissociate from your own brain.
Yeah.
And like see what's actually in front of you, and understand what's important and what's not, and call you out on your shit. And so I think this is the first time that I wouldn't say I'm not nervous. I'm not nervous to try because I think that it's necessary. I'm going to be nervous to do them as anyone would be like, I'm fully relinquishing control here and I'm going to do this drug, you know, like mm-hmm. there's a level of nervousness mm-hmm. in that, but I'm not nervous in the sense that like, am I doing it for a purpose or am I doing it just to be like, I'm going to do mushrooms and I'm not nervous for that. You. Yeah.
Cause I think like a part of it for you is like, which I've been there too, like in my own way, I hate asking for help. And I hate recognizing yeah. that, like, people are kind of there for you while you do certain things. And I think that a lot of times you think of all the people that are in your life as, like, purely business connections. But, like, a part of your personal business and a part of your brand is just existing and having a good time.
Yeah, that's you know, why and I think I don't really think of them as business connections. I think of them all as relationships.
Yeah.
But I am... a bit like I'm a person that always thinks about business,
right?
And so thus all of my relationships end up being in some way business related.
Mm.
And I don't treat them like, hey, what can you do for me? It's like we have a relationship. No, we have
but
friendship.
You do think of people that you connect with in the same space in the same realm as like, you know, one day this person will benefit me in this way, and it's good to have that business connection. Whereas for me, and like maybe sometimes this is why I don't take action on some things, is because if I am wholeheartedly myself, then I'm going to do well in my business. And so like if I'm out experiencing and having a good time and making connections with people, that's what I do best, is like thriving off of other people's energy. And so I think that it also allows me in my own personal business to like explore and not feel bad about like taking those vacations or taking the extra day off or going to have lunch with my friends, because inherently I'm going to be a better person for everybody else. And we're like in the service industry, and that's what you do, is like when you're a better version of yourself, you do better in your business.
Yeah.
And so, excuse me, while I'm also still dying, I can't breathe. I think that like a lot of it sometimes is you like have a hard time accepting the fact that like, people are there to help you without actually helping you.
Yeah.
Because you want to be in control of everything. And it's like, you want to stick your head down and like dive deep into the suffering. And sometimes I'm like, hey, like it might just be really fun to go out and have a good time with these people just to like kind of get to know them a little bit better on a personal level. And maybe that'll make you better in your business and in the way that you service others and the way that you connect with other people.
Well, I think about it that way. I think that you are somebody that genuinely is just like, I'm just going to go make friends. And I'm like, I'm going to go out and hang out with my friends. And along the way, I'm probably going to end up meeting other people as well. And then when I meet those people, you're like, look, we made friends. And I'm like, these people are cool. We should collaborate with them.
These people suck.
Or these people suck. But I'll be like, well, these people are cool. We should collaborate with them on XYZ or like help them with here. Or, yeah. You know, like, so I think, yeah, my mind is constantly strategizing business, not because I want to just like use and leverage people, but because it's like, hey, I think I could really help them with this.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my God, they're so knowledgeable in this area. Like, let me ask them a question here, because like, I'm stupid when it comes to this thing. And like, they're so much more knowledgeable in this area.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my mind always is thinking, like, I'm kind of always thinking about work and business and like what I want to do and how I see my future and building a future. And so, yeah, when I have conversations with people, a lot of the time it is me asking them questions about like, how did you get here? Like, what is your, tell me your history. Like, what makes you, like, how did you get to do what you do? And like, yeah. Oh, wow, holy shit, you know this? Like, how did you do this? How did you scale that? Like, that's really interesting to me, because there's just a lot that I don't know.
Yeah.
So, and I think for you, it's like, your brain's not always on business. So you're just like, what's your favorite color? Like, you know, like.
Yeah. Well, because I think it's like, also like, okay, yes, I do need, and I have been better recently, but like having a little bit more structure in my life, but that's just not how I typically operate. And one of the reasons why I think it's that way is specifically because I think I operate better when I realize that I have to take myself away from doing business stuff, so that way I can come back into it and have a clear mind. Because if I'm like on a structured plan by the, you know, half hour or whatever it is, unless I have something very specific to do at a specific time, if I just have a list of things that I have to get done every day, and by the end of the day, they're done, to me, it gives me the ability to say, okay, well, I've been doing this for an hour and I can't even think anymore. I need to like go away and watch an episode of Outlander and come back, and I will be totally fine to do this better, you know? Yeah. And for you, it's like, you're so structured, and which might work for you. But for me personally, if I'm able to like hang out with my friends and take a whole day off right? And then mm-hmm. I can come back to it and be like getting a million things done. Like today, I got a million and one things done. And here we are podcasting that wasn't even on my plan or schedule at all today.
Yeah.
But we're doing it. I have no problem being fully invested in what we're doing right now, specifically because yesterday I was like, fuck all. Fuck off. Like, I don't know what I'm doing today. My brain is absolutely shut off. I had some wine. We watched episodes of TV. I was chilling.
Yeah.
You know?
I think Jordan told me something the other day when I asked that question, like, what is the one thing that's holding me back from?
Yeah, why did you ask that?
I asked a few people that. I wanted to know. It was, the question was, what is holding me back from becoming the best version of myself? What is one thing? And I got a lot of different answers.
Did you agree with what I said?
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, everybody had a different answer. I agreed with all of them in some capacity. Jordan had a really interesting one, and his was boundaries. And I thought I thought it was very interesting because I was like, I feel like I uphold boundaries like almost too well. Like I feel like
you have too many boundaries.
I feel like, but it was interesting because he was like, it's the boundaries that you hold with yourself.
Hmm.
And the boundaries that you hold with the people very close to you. He's like, you don't ever, like, you are always there for others. And, like, you don't often let a lot of people in.
Yeah.
And he's like, you hold a lot in and, like, you internalize a lot. And yet you're always, always trying to, like, go out of your way for the people that you care about.
Mm-hmm.
At potentially the expense of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, and with yourself, it... The yourself one, I didn't realize really until I'm sitting with you right now. But I was like, the boundaries I have with myself to sit there and be like, I'm burnt out. I'm exhausted. I need a second. I'm really overwhelmed, whatever. I don't really have the, I don't set boundaries for myself to be like, stop.
Mm-hmm.
You can't bully me anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm done. I'm taking a rest.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, it is like, I allow myself to bully myself into being like, get back to work.
Yeah.
Do the extra workout.
You punish yourself.
Do the extra, yeah, 100%. Like, I don't set boundaries with myself at all.
I would agree to that. I agree to that. I said that you get into this, like, and I don't like using the word tunnel vision. It's just, like, the first thing that kind of, like, came to my head.
Yeah, you said I shut off any other opportunity.
Yeah, you, like, shut off everything around you once you, like, the way that you visualize certain things is like, you know what you know, and then you just are like, well, this is what I know, and you just like go straight. But then once like something is pulling you off that path, you're like, like, I don't like them, I don't like this idea, I don't like that. But then you realize that the tunnel kind of like gets bigger, and then maybe it'll give it like a couple hours or like a day or two, and you'll be like, actually, it's not that bad, swerve in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
It like takes you more time to like digest information and learn from it rather than like staying open in the moment. Does that make sense? Like,
yes, yes.
Like that, like, I think that you're very, like, with me, you don't do that. But I think that's because you trust me. And I think that, like, because you have such, like, an open, like, you're so open in communication with me. So, like, when I tell you something, you'll be like, okay. And then we'll kind of, like, you know, talk back and forth about it. And we're able to, like, argue, but have, like, a conversation about it. And then, like, with other people, I think that you just are so, like, protective over what you already know, so then it doesn't allow you to, like, accept things in the moment.
I think I genuinely, you know, just get so overwhelmed with my own head and the boundaries I don't uphold with myself that it's, like, all I give room to is the people that I genuinely, like, the very immediate people that I care about.
Yeah.
And I close myself out to any other opinions because it becomes too much.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's, like, in some ways, it's just a general closed-mindedness, I would agree. But I think also, in some ways, it's a protective measure for myself.
Definitely.
Because it's like all of everybody else's thoughts and opinions and input is like, you guys have no idea what's going on in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's already so overwhelming, I can't hear any more of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think people, it comes off as very, like, bitchy and, like, why won't she just fucking, like, take my opinions? Like, you don't understand. I legitimately can't handle any more opinions because I'm already hearing a thousand different voices in my head.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think you let, like, people influence the decisions that you make? Like, when you hear, like, a bunch of, like, outside noise, you know, like, we were talking about the podcast and stuff. Like, people say, like, oh, you know, you talk... like you are too vulgar on your podcast and like you curse too much and da 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 whatever. Me, I don't give a fuck. Just don't listen to my podcast.
Yeah.
But I think, for you, do you think you let it affect you?
I think I used to. I think I've gotten not so much anymore. I think that I'm a lot more, I don't want to say confident because I don't necessarily think that I'm like confident in who I am, but just more accepting of like, this is where I'm at.
Yeah. And like, so, accept me where I'm at or don't accept me at all. That's my thing. Is like,
I'm kind of just, yeah, I'm
just meet me where I am.
Yeah. I think that I've tried to live a life with at least like, it's like, if I have one thing, I have my integrity.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, if I have that, whatever else you want to say about me,
mm-hmm.
that's fine.
Yeah.
I think that
the criticism is nice, but I don't let it affect me too much.
Yeah. And people that I don't know, mm-hmm. I genuinely could give a fuck less. I mean, I don't care. But the people that I care about, I mean, people that I care about, if my client said something about me that was negative, I think that I would take that more personally. Well,
yeah. I mean,
like my clients, my family, something my that friends. Like hurts
who you actually are. I mean, because you like, should at some you should to some extent give a fuck what other people think, only because you are trying to be the best version of yourself. And like when other people say something about you, initially you're kind of like, oh well, why? Like, did I hurt your feelings? What can I do? Because we are those types of people. Like, we don't want to hurt anybody. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to like hurt people's feelings. We don't want to make people feel small. We don't want to make people feel like shit. But I think that to be able to take that is just taking it as like constructive criticism about yourself to be better. But as far as like letting it influence the way that you dictate your life or letting it influence the way that you handle your business is a different thing. You know what I'm saying? And so like, I was just curious if you let like what other people say kind of like almost in your head too much, where you know that you don't give a fuck, but it just becomes so overwhelming sometimes that you're like, I wish you would just stop being here.
It's more, honestly, I think what gets to me is the thoughts that I am afraid other people would have about me. Like
insecurity-wise?
Yeah, like things where it's just like, what my clients could say that's bad about me, what my friends could say that's bad about me, what things my family could say that's bad about me, huh. that I already think about myself.
Yeah.
Where I'm just like, you know, you weren't focused today. And it's like, man, what if my clients notice that? And then they think, wow, my trainer was not attentive to me.
Yeah.
Or isn't attentive at all. Or like my trainer doesn't care about me, or my trainer doesn't pay attention to me, or mm-hmm. doesn't respect my time, or you know, like, and those are like the insecure thoughts that just will like loop through my brain and be like, you should have done better. You know?
You know, it's so weird you said that, because I was just, maybe it was Alana I was talking to about this. I don't know. She'll tell you if it was. But I definitely am the same way, where I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, I definitely fucked up just then, and I think about it too much, like, after the fact. But I've gotten really good at recognizing something and then apologizing for it, almost like not to somebody else's benefit to a certain extent. Like, there's been a lot of people that I've burned in the last, like, couple years. And a couple of those people I reached out to. And I've just been like, hey, like, I'm so sorry, you know, like, if I made you feel this way. Or like, I remember one time I was in the gym and I was actually a total asshole to a couple people. And I was just like in a mood. I was just walking in with my head down. I was just actually being a bitch. And I reached out to him and I texted him like, hey, like, I'm so sorry if I came at y'all in a weird way. Like, I was off my shit today and I realized that I could have been a bitch, you know? And it's almost like me calling myself out because I was insecure that I acted that way towards other people. It's
like holding yourself accountable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just like, I think that, you know, when people say like forgiveness isn't.
It's so powerful.
It's like, what did they say? It's like asking for forgiveness or no. Forgiving someone isn't for them. It's for you.
Yes.
I think it's the same thing with an apology.
Yeah.
Like, saying sorry isn't always for them. Sometimes it's for you.
Absolutely.
Because it's a way for you to, again, once again, uphold your integrity.
Yeah. And
just to say, I messed up. This is not who I am. I reject this notion of this being mm-hmm. who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to say it to you because you were the person that I was not myself to.
Yeah. And listen, they can accept it or not. Thankfully, the people that I've reached out to, they've took it in and they were like, oh, you know, okay. And we had like actually really good conversations about it. And I'm very blessed for that. But I mean, even if they didn't, I would understand, because I knew that I like wasn't being the type of person that I wanted to be. But it is for yourself, like you said, because it's one of those things where you forgive yourself for acting up in the moment and you just want to make it right. And you want to like keep that standard for yourself. You know what I mean? totally therapy session over here. Therapy bar talk session over here. Okay, therapy. So if there was one thing that you said that I could change, what would I change? Or one thing that holds me back?
Oh, one thing that holds you back from being your best self?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
There's so many things.
No. No, it's just a good question. And I feel like it deserves a thought, like an actual well thought out answer.
Okay, well, to be fair, Abigail threw that question on me out of left field in the middle of a different conversation that we were having about work. And she was just like, oh, by the way, if there was one thing that was holding me back in life, what would it be? And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? So you're on spot. You're on the spot.
I think it's, damn, dude, this is, I have an answer that immediately comes to mind, but I feel like if I thought harder on it, I would have a better answer. But my immediate answer would be, I think that when you decide to reject the idea, no, not reject the idea. I think when you can embrace, I think that when you can embrace how talented you are and embrace also how hard you can work and put that into a focused thing. I think when you can do that, you will be able to accomplish literally anything you want.
Like, you think I don't do that now?
I think that you work really hard, mindlessly.
Mm-hmm.
I think you do very productive things in an unproductive way. I think that you are extraordinarily talented and you disperse your talents kind of all over the place.
Yeah, like I spread myself really thin.
And I think when you can fully understand how talented you are and how much you can work and focus on that one thing and just stick to it for a while, I think you'll be able to, like, you're extraordinarily talented. And you'll be able to go a lot farther than you are.
I agree with that. Because I do spread myself. I've never been the type of person that had one job.
I think part of it is like a lack of focus thing. I think that you just have to learn to focus. And the part of it, I think, is almost this notion that you, I think it's a habit to just do a lot. Whether it's to do a lot for yourself or to do a lot for others, I think it's just a habit for you to just kind of be all over.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you have to be all over the place to still do a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I agree.
You don't have to be everywhere to do so, to do a bunch.
Yeah. I literally have, I don't even know a time where I had one job.
Yeah.
Ever. I've always been that way. But so have my parents.
I think part of you would also, I think part of it scares you to see, it's like, if I put all of my eggs in this basket, where will it take me? And I think that kind of scares you. I think also, like, you've never,
it's me being scared, but I just think sometimes I don't know what that would be. Like, because I think I'm good at a lot of things, but I think that it could be great at something if I did one thing, but I don't know. Like, a part of me is like, okay, so everybody comes to me and they're like, you are so talented, you have so many capabilities, and I want to be like, okay, for what? Like, I'm good at a lot of different things.
Exactly.
But it's like
exactly for what? Exactly.
Right. Like,
pick the what, Trey.
But that's what I'm saying, is like, that is like kind of what's scary to me, is like, I'm good at a lot of different things and I enjoy everything that I do.
Mm-hmm.
So what the fuck do I do? It's like, okay, what do I do? And that's like why one of the things that I enjoy about where we're going is that design is my background, but what we're doing all of the time is constantly doing content creation for what we want to do. And so it's in the same realm. So we are always going to be tethering with a bunch of different types of jobs, you know, but like right now I'm pulled in like massive different directions. Mm-hmm. And so like, I like the way that we're going because I'm able to take both of the things like fitness and design and merge them into one because mm-hmm. all that content creation and doing the design, like the Bar Talk stuff, I absolutely love. Like making the logos and making like all the thumbnails and stuff like that. Like I can do it like on the back of my hand. Like I don't even have to think about it because I'm just good at that shit and I mm-hmm. can just whip it up. And like, I enjoy doing that and it's not a job for me. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But like right now I literally have like a design job, marketing job, and then I literally have Flocker and then we have Bar Talk. And so it's like, fuck, mm-hmm. like, you know, what do we do? And I want to get away from all of that. But yeah, sometimes I literally look at people and they'll say like, you're so talented. You could be doing this and you can just do design work. And I'm like, but I don't want to do that.
But it sounds like just now what you talked about is what you want to do. Like you just described what you want to do.
Yeah, like merging all the, but it's still like a couple different jobs, you know?
It is, but I think it's, but it's in one thing. Realm. I was going to say, but it's one thing. Yeah. I also think that you're not, I think you're so used to like the hustle and the, what is it? Like blue collar vibe. I don't think you're going to know what to do with yourself when you make it.
Yeah, I probably won't.
Like I legitimately, have to be doing something. Not that you won't know what to do with yourself in terms of I don't have to work. Cause I think we're always like you and me, bitch, first of all, I'm going to make you work forever if you're tied to me.
We'll be working forever.
Yeah, you're forever, dude. But I think that like the first time that we fly first class, you're just going to be like,
I don't want to be here. I'm in the wrong place.
I don't even think so. I think you're just going to be like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Like, did they give us the wrong ticket? And I'm gonna be like, yeah. No, Tracy, I booked them.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
like on our credit.
I think so too. Just because I'm not used to that. I always was the type of person that, like, no matter how much money that I made, I still wanted to live the way that I live.
Well, and that's how. I mean, I think that's how we'll be.
Yeah,
to a certain extent.
Yeah,
but also, if we can choose fucking economy or first class, bitch, we're flying.
Say first class.
Fucking, we're taking.
And I'm so frugal. Like, Abigail's out here. She's buying, like, all top-notch shit. Lululemon, Aloe. I'm like, TJ Maxx for life, ho. Like, I could have $1 million in the bank, and I will still go to TJ Maxx to get my shit. See, mark my words.
I do not care. I don't like things. Like, I don't, but I do, if I do have to have things, I want them to be nice.
Yeah.
You literally go to TJ Maxx like once a week and be like, I got this. And I'm like, I have one pair of shorts that I wear every day, but they're very nice shorts.
Dude, I do not give a fuck. It's the same thing about a car. Like, I'm about to get rid of my car and, like, just give me a pair of wheels.
I don't care about cars. Give me a pair of wheels
that's reliable and that I can travel with and I am fucking set. I don't care. I was actually
talking to Alana about this. I was like, dude, if we move, like, we could, if all three of us are there, like, at least one of us could sell our car. We could just have two cars. We don't need three cars.
No.
We have two cars and be fine.
I mean, I took public transportation for years. Who even cares?
Yeah.
It's really not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Like, I got Cathy Cab still on my phone. I got John Cab and Cathy Cab still on my phone with their names and phone numbers and stuff. Because that's what I used to use when I was in college. I even had a car and I still used public transportation. I didn't even care.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just never, I don't know. I do think you're right. I think I spread myself very thin. I also think that I just, like, growing up, I had, like, because of who my parents are, me and my brother both want to take care of other people. And so, like, not only are we constantly working with more than one job all of the time, but, like, if we're not doing something, we're trying to take care of somebody else. And so even that for me is, like, I'm on the phone all day. Like, I want to talk to people. I don't take a second. If I am, like, I'll call you back and I don't call you back, it's because I got tied up in doing something else because I'm squirrel for brains. But I'll always make it a point to get back to you because that's what I do is, like, I have that weird, like, mothering vibe. Like, I want to take care of other people and I want to be doing things. So I'm always spreading myself thin no matter what. Mm-hmm. And even that, I feel like I could be better at if I had more time to do so. And that sometimes, like, hurts me. Like, I'll realize that. And I'm like, well, I've been doing 18 million different things and I didn't even call my mom back. I'm like, fuck. I need to, like, take 5 seconds and just be like, hey. And I talk to my parents, like, every single day. But even if I don't answer their phone call right away, I'm like, damn it. Like, I'm spread way too thin right now, you know, because that hurts me. And so I recognize that, you know.
Yeah, I think part of it is also establishing some boundaries.
Yeah.
Seriously. Because in some way.
But that shit gives me so, like.
I know. You connecting so with people.
Much joy.
Right. But the thing is, like, cool. So whenever we're planning guests, I'll let you do that.
Yeah. She's like, I will be in my shell and you can talk to everybody.
I'll be studying all of the guests extensively, coming up with every single topic, yeah, asking all the questions. Yeah. Tracy will show up.
Tracy will I'll just be there.
Tracy will have show a good time. Up. She'll be like, I got the guest here. What are we talking about?
Like, the yin and yang, bro. The yin and yang. Yeah. I think it's good. I think it's good.
Do you have anything else to say?
I don't, but I'm starving. I hope this worked.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming to our therapy session, y'all. The unplanned therapy session of the day.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this, I'm sorry if it was super chaotic, but if you're also listening to this live, you should like and subscribe and comment and do all of the things that have to be super ridiculous and gay about this whole thing. We didn't
film that ad. Oh. What? The like, comment, subscribe.
Oh, it's fine. We're trying to get our shit together, and like one of the best things about this podcast is that we don't have our shit together, so... You know,
but it's Tracy's element and I'm dying.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're trying to get more structured, but I am like a super candid bitch. So here we are. So
anywho,
thanks y'all.
Thanks for listening. And we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye, Bar Talkers.
Oh my God. What are we doing?